I was thinking this week as I looked over these passages about when Miss Pam had her heart attack. I mean, she was dead. I was there. Nobody else was there but me. She was dead. I checked her pulse. I put my head down on her chest to see if there was any heartbeat at all. She was dead. Her eyes were wide open, looking right at me. I knew she was dead. And I can tell you this. I have never experienced a greater helplessness than at that time. And God just kind of let her stay dead for a little while. Till the ambulance people got there. And then I wasn't sure about what was happening. But I would jump up on that bed and start. I was doing everything. I was, it's the only time I've ever really beat her. I was trying to get that heart pumping again. And I was screaming, "Oh, God!" I wasn't very brave. You wouldn't have been very proud of me. "Oh, God!" Helpless. You were too. You were dead. You were inactive toward God. All God has to do is just let you do what you want to do and you'll go to hell. But there is an irresistible calling by God. You know, when we got Pam and when they got Pam in the ambulance, and I was asking the driver and the people there, is there a pulse? Is she alive? Is she alive? And they're like stone faced. They're not answering anything. We get in the ambulance. I'm in the front seat. We pull out on John R. and we go about a mile toward Beaumont Hospital. And out of nowhere, there was a voice. "We've got a pulse." Bless God. Yeah. The miracle of life. And that's why Paul says in Ephesians 2:1. "And you hath he quickened," King James quickened, made alive, literal. "And you hath he made alive who were dead." Now let me hear you. Yeah. Bless God. I was dead. Don't you remember how dead you were? Dead in sins and trespasses. Why would you shoot up, shoot up, shoot up, shoot up? Spend all of your money, your life, your mess, dead. Hopeless. Dead in your sins and trespasses. And then the hound of heaven came. And something happened. Something happened on the inside of you. It's called life. It's called spiritual life. And you began to hate your life. You began to hate what you were doing. You began to see this is a shipwreck. This is not an accident getting ready to happen. It's already happened. I am a total disaster. And then down, down, down. Finally, Mom and Dad said, "Can't come back here. You know, there's a place over there in Pontiac." That wasn't an accident. That was a God thing.